reporting from around the world. It's time for Eye on Travel with America's number one frontline travel news journalist, Peter Greenberg. And now, the man who travels over 400,000 miles each year, Peter Greenberg.
And welcome back aboard Eye on Travel. If you're just joining us on this third weekend of February 2020, get out those maps, boys and girls. Let me tell you where we are. It's 17 degrees, 19 minutes north, 62 degrees, 45 minutes west. We are in St. Kitts at the St. Kitts Marriott Resort. And of course, you can always reach me at peter@petergreenberg.com. Just give us your name, phone number, question or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. There's so much to like about this island. For those of you who are history buffs, believe it or not, Christopher Columbus was here. He was all the way through this region, as you know, Dominican Republic, and of course, later on, showing up in the New World, as they say. The St. Kitts, by the way, is the largest of two Caribbean islands that comprises the nation of St. Kitts and Nevis. And by the way, the people who live here are called Kittitians. I love that. But how did St. Kitts get its name? Originally, Christopher Columbus was so taken by this island's beauty and, get ready for this, saintly shape, that he named it after the patron saint of all travelers. Right? Remember the St. Christopher medal? I still wear mine. So he named it St. Christopher. But if your name was Christopher, guess what? Everybody called you Kit. And there you go, St. Kitts. It's a small island, 23 miles long, only 5 miles wide. It's oval. Only has an area of 68 square miles, so it's obviously a manageable place to be. And if you want to know the geology here, it's really a volcanic mountainous ridge. And there's a rainforest here. We'll talk about that throughout the show as well. But right now, let's get to your emails. A lot of them coming in. Of course, you can always reach me that way. Again, peter@petergreenberg.com, as long as I can pronounce it, with your name, phone number, question, or problem, and we'll get it right here on the air. Here's one from Henry Clancy, who writes, I heard you on the radio talk about the fittest states in America. I couldn't hear the radio anymore when you got to the number one, so I'm emailing you now. Can you please send me the link to that article? Well, you can always find that link right on our website, petergreenberg.com. And it wasn't the fittest states in America. It was the fittest cities in America, Henry. And you would think it would be Portland, Oregon. Yeah, they were on the list. They were right up there. Or San Francisco or Seattle. You know who won? You're not going to believe it. Arlington, Virginia. I have no idea why, except that they looked at all sorts of parameters in terms of lifestyle and health management, not just to mention people who run in the morning. So check out that out on our website, and you'll see all the cities listed. Here's one from Stuart in St. Paul, Minnesota. The round-the-world ticket, that's an RTW ticket, that you mentioned on the show sounds really intriguing, but I'm a very inexperienced international traveler. How much or little pre-planning and pre-trip hotel reservations would you recommend? Is there a way of minimizing the hassle of multiple currencies? Would you recommend this for only an experienced international traveler? The answer is, you don't have to be an experienced international traveler. You just have to be a traveler who embraces common sense. Here's the deal. You know the rules for an RTW ticket. You can only head in one direction. You can't double back. You have 6 months or 1 year to complete your journey, depending on the kind of RTW ticket you buy. So far, so good. You can split the ticket up, meaning if you want to go from Hong Kong to Bangkok and then take a train down to Kuala Lumpur and pick up the ticket there, you can do that. And here's the cool part about it. You get mileage. You create so much mileage on this ticket, you generate another free ticket by the time you're done. That ain't bad. But it doesn't answer your question. I was just giving you some background. You're worrying about hotel reservations? This is easy. We live in the world of the internet on this one. What you do is you research on the internet. I say this all the time. You don't necessarily book on the internet unless you want to buy a $59 room somewhere. You find out what the availability is, and then, what a concept, pick up the phone. Have a conversation with the manager on duty at that hotel. Let them know when you're coming, because it's not just about the rate. It's about the value. It's about what they're going to charge you for the internet. It's about what they're going to charge you for that draconian resort fee in so many places. Or for, anything from parking a car, which won't be a problem for you, to restaurant packages. A lot of hotels will include breakfast, but you're not going to get that on the internet. Doesn't think creatively. And then you asked about currency. That's the easiest one of all. Get yourself an ATM card. from a banking institution that doesn't charge you an outrageous fee to use somebody's ATM that's not theirs. And a lot of banking institutions will now do that. Get yourself a credit card that doesn't charge you a foreign transaction fee. A lot of credit cards now will not do that. And then you're only taking out of the ATM only the amount of the currency you're going to need on that particular time. You don't have to carry around big wads of traveler's checks. And then you're home free. It really does work. And guess what? You don't have to then exchange it back at the end of your trip because the commissions that these guys get for it are outrageous and insulting. That's how you do it. Or, since so many places take credit cards, use your credit card. Again, as long as it doesn't have a foreign transaction fee. Under no circumstances do you use your debit card to make purchases. Okay? Not only that, make sure your banking institution puts in there a pre-selected daily credit limit so nobody rips off your debit card and rapes you the first day for everything you've got. Okay? I hope that that makes sense. And you're going to have a great trip. And pick as many places as you want to go because it's easier to pull the coupons out than to insert coupons in later. I hope that's going to work. And the real bottom line here is, and it's something that you need to know, is that, again, you get an RTW ticket from one of the strategic alliances. It would be American, which would be One World, and that includes British Airways and so many, Finnair and Royal Jordanian and so many other airlines, or Star Alliance, that's Lufthansa, United, Turkish, so many airlines, especially in South America, Avianca, or SkyTeam, which of course is Delta, KLM, and Air France, and many, many others. Each one of those strategic alliances has an office, and they can refer you to that when you call them on the 800 number, as an RTW office around the world, because it's a somewhat complicated ticket to write, but they will do it. And then last but not least, there's an outside third party that sells RTW tickets, and they'll help you with that. They're based in Oakland, California. They're called Airtrex. That's A-I-R-T-R-E-K-S. And they will walk you through it too. My strong suggestion to you is don't make any of those calls until you buy yourself a present called an Atlas so you can actually start tracing where you want to go before you get on the phone, because otherwise it's going to be a really long phone call. But again, the actual cost of an RTW ticket, more often than not, is less expensive than flying point to point, let's say from New York to Nairobi or Los Angeles to Moscow. And you can get all those cities in the same ticket for exactly the same, if not less cost, than just one round trip ticket to some of those destinations. That's why it works so well. And the airlines will do it because it's incremental revenue for them for unsold seats that would otherwise go empty on a lot of those legs. And you'll be flying airlines you've never flown before, but it's a fun experience. You'll be getting mileage in your primary account, whether or not you're a United, American, or Delta member. And it's a win-win. Just remember, plan it carefully, no doubling back, and then you're home free. More from St. Kitts and the Marriott Resort here. As Eye on Travel continues, we'll do more of your emails a little bit later in the show, as a matter of fact. Peter Greenberg here saying, stick with us. We'll be right back right after this.
Flight might be late, but we're on time. Eye on Travel will be right back.